guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. First things first, if you're wondering why is this channel talking about video games and censoring of opinions of video games, it's, first of all, it's an interesting story, but second of all, it relates very closely to kind of the way men feel about a lot of issues today. What? You might be asking yourself, but look at it this way. When Naughty Dog and Sony were unable to quiet what people were saying about them, they decided to try to remove what they were saying about them. How many times as a guy have you said, you know, I just want my voice to be heard. Here's my opinion on this subject. I'm not attacking anyone. I'm not being mean to anyone. I'm not being too critical. I just want you to hear what I'm saying. I have another video I'll be putting out today on this topic as well. But, and as such, we're told, hey, how about you, we're gonna ban you from Twitter. We're going to demonetize you on YouTube. And in the meantime, people are just saying, look, I'm just trying to get my voice out there. I'm not saying necessarily that you know, I represent A I like. It doesn't mean I have to say B is awful. I just want you to understand the side that A is coming from. As guys, we get this a lot where it says, I just don't like the way the laws go for men for this, or I don't like the way we're represented in this way. And so I'm going to say something about that. And they say, oh, you must hate women. You're done. You're out. And it's no, that's not what I'm saying, but that's the way it's taken. Now, I'm going to do it. Like I said, I got this video and another video on this topic, but let me read down through here and you'll see what I'm talking about here a little bit. Naughty Dog and Sony attempt to quash Last of Us Part 2 leaks and silence anyone discussing them. Naughty Dog and Sony Interactive Entertainment are attempting to quash the recent release of The Last of Us 2 Part 2 leaks. Not only are they trying to quash the leaks, but they're attempting to silence anyone who even discusses the leaks. And this includes people not sharing the actual leak. YouTuber Ryan Cannell reports his YouTube channel received a copyright takedown and had his video removed for talking about an Anita Sarkeesian and Neil Druckmann connection. He adds, I could not believe that just for showing an image that is out everywhere, anywhere that you can find right now on the internet, there are people making memes about this ma'am sitting there with a golf club after what she had just done to a beloved character. For showing that image and talking about these leaks, I get a copyright strike. Cannell also details that a second video was also removed on the Gaming with Geeks YouTube channel. He explains, not only did this video get removed here, but this video over on Gaming with Geeks, both videos I made, both get copyright strikes from Naughty Dog because they do not want people figuring out about this game. They do not want people hearing about what they have done. Cannell notes that he didn't show any videos. All I did was show a couple of still images that are literally being used as memes every second going out on Twitter. On every place where you can get an internet connection, people are posting memes because it's a laughingstock. What might be more perplexing is that Cannell doesn't even know the real reason why his video was struck. He questions, was it because I talked about the plot, or was it because I had a couple of images that were out there? Let me see if these tweets are relevant. Nope. Cannell, well, it's relevant to his story, but not relevant to mine. Cannell is not alone in reporting this, that his YouTube videos have been taken down. YouTuber Mr. H reports his video covering The Last of Us 2 Part leaks was also struck. Now, you might say, hey, well, they're talking about leaks that Sony doesn't want out there. That is understandable, but that's not all of it. Mr. H explains, I received a copyright strike. Now I fought this. I filed a counterclaim because this is not legal because you are not allowed to do this. He detailed he received a copyright strike from Muso TNT Limited. He states, you are abusing the takedown system, you're abusing copyright, and you also are abusing your employees, Naughty Dog and Muso Limited. Jeremy Griggs of Geeks Plus Gamers reports, or Geeks and Gamers, reports that his live stream discussing The Last of Us Part 2 also received a claim in the middle of the stream and was subsequently shut down. Now here's what's important. He detailed that he didn't show any images or even go into details about the game while sharing a screenshot of the copy strike. His tweet says, I showed no images and gave no specific details about The Last of Us. What the F, Team YouTube? He reiterated he didn't show any images and didn't provide any specifics about the game while noting he was contacting his lawyer. Griggs then noted his lawyer is investigating the situation. Another YouTuber, Super Divorce, also reported they received a copyright strike while discussing The Last of Us 2 Part 2 leaks. These copyright strikes are not just affecting YouTubers. Bounding Into Comics also received a DMCA takedown notice for our coverage of the leaks. Here's why I wanted to talk about this a little bit today. You know, many times I have allergies, so if you hear me sniffing a little bit, I apologize. It's either that or sit here with stuff running down my face. Here's the thing. You know, many times when people want to discuss something, if they can't be silenced, they're shut down. Now, I'm not going to get into all of the minutiae of who's said what on Twitter or YouTube or so on and so forth, but when it has a view that is counterculture, when it is a view that it's different, it's very easy to say this view is bad or it's harmful or it's illegal or something about it. And the truth is, it's really not. But they start putting this into, this is hate material, this is hate speech. You know, if I say I prefer thin women versus larger women, that is a personal preference. It doesn't mean I think people that are heavy are bad. It doesn't mean that I think that I'm shaming them. I'm just saying I have a preference. For some reason, though, women can say, I like a guy that's taller than 6 feet, or I want at least a 6 foot tall guy. And if you're shorter than, what's some of the jokes I've seen, if you're shorter than 5'11, don't even show up or don't even whatever. That's fair. That's acceptable. You are allowed to have this opinion. Now, granted, you're getting rid of 90% of the male population, but that's your choice. But when a guy has a preference, when a guy says, hey, this is the way I feel, well, he's shamed, he's shut down, he's told to go away. And in many cases, on many of the channels here on YouTube, if you do it in a grandiose kind of way, they demonetize you and remove you. But it doesn't mean that you necessarily are putting down the other side. And it's one of the reasons why I'm very careful. You've never heard me say all women. Usually I'll say the majority of the women, or lots of women, or even some women. But I show these with statistics. It's not just my selfish, egotistical opinion. You know, if I say most women initiate divorce, and you say, well, that's how rude of you, well, here's the Census Bureau information. But it doesn't mean I dislike women or hate women. It just means I'm telling you the statistics of it. But because of that, I've even received emails of like, I can't believe you would say this kind of stuff, and you must hate women and you must be a bad person. I've never said anything of the sort. But again, it's if you disagree with somebody, they try to shut you up. And eventually at a certain point, if they can't shut you up, they'll try to shut you down. Now, most of these takedown notices have been reversed because there's no legality behind any of it. But oftentimes that doesn't really matter. The legality doesn't matter. You know, if Twitter or YouTube or Facebook or any of these other channels determine what you're saying is against what the message they, as a publisher, well, platform, but what they as a publisher want to put out, they will shut you down. Because they can't shut you up. See, they'll demonetize you first to try to get you to shut up. And then once they've tried to do that, if it still doesn't stop you from talking, well, then they just remove your channel. I think this story is interesting because Naughty Dog and Sony are showing what is a good kind of general theme for people that haven't kind of, they say, well, I don't follow a lot of guys' issues. You know, I don't pay attention to this stuff. So it's really not in my wheelhouse. Well, you wouldn't know that these channels are being removed or being somehow just being Thanosed and removed. But Sony and Naughty Dog are showing what happens when big tech and big companies and the popular opinion is the norm. And if you are counterculture, if you are against that, if you want to express something that is not viewed as popular or all-encompassing and all, you know, politically correct, well, they'll just remove, they'll just silence you. And this is what's happening. So I thought the correlation between the two issues are pretty interesting because, you know, Naughty Dog and Sony, this is a game, and the vast majority of men are gamers. And so when these channels that are also done by guys, you have a hobby that's a guy hobby, being talked about by channels that are kind of for guys about because it's a gaming hobby. And there are women that turn in too, or turn up, show up, watch, whatever, too. I'm not saying that. We're talking about the vast majority of them are men. So you have a kind of a men's hobby being talked about by men to men. And when they can't get them to stop talking about the issues, even when there's no copyright material shared, well, Naughty Dog and Sony just said, well, just start hitting them all and see if we can get them taken down and silenced. So if this is new to you, welcome to the manosphere. You know, men are shut down all the time when we want to talk about our issues because we're given labels that aren't necessarily true, but if the label's used often enough, it tends to stick. So there you go, guys. I'm going to leave it there. There's not a whole lot to drill down on to with this one, but I just wanted to kind of share that if you can't share your opinion, or you do share an opinion that's not liked by everyone, well, if they can't shut you up, sometimes they'll try to shut you down, even if they really don't have any right to do so. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, please comment, like, share, and subscribe. That's the best way to help me. And if you donated directly to me, I thank you very much. I got another story for you guys coming out here later on in the afternoon, so keep an eye out. 3 videos today just because there's a lot of news I want to cover. We'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, hey, if they can't get you to stop talking, sometimes they'll just have to remove you so they don't have to listen to your words. Thank you.